Bible reading number 105, Judges 4, verses 1 through 14. Ehud. After Ehud died, the people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of Yahweh. So Yahweh sold them into the control of Jabin, the king of Canaan, who ruled in the city of Hazor. Sisera was Jabin's commander-in-chief. Sisera lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. Sisera had 900 iron chariots, and he was very cruel to the people of Israel for 20 years. So they cried out to Yahweh for help. Deborah and Barak. Now there was a female prophet named Deborah. She was the wife of Lapidoth. She was a judge of Israel at that time. Deborah would always hold court under the palm tree of Deborah. This was between the cities of Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the people of Israel were coming to her to decide their arguments. Deborah sent a message summoning Barak. He was the son of Abinoam from the city of Kedesh, which is in the territory of Naphtali. Deborah told Barak, "This is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, commands you. Go and mobilize 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun. Go, lead them to Mount Tabor. I will cause Sisera, the commander-in-chief of Jabin's army, to come to you, luring him, his army, and his chariots to the Kishon River. I will hand Sisera over to you there." Then Barak said to Deborah, "I will go, if you will go with me. But if you will not go with me, then I won't go." "Of course I will go with you," Deborah answered. "However, you will not get credit for the victory. The always present one will defeat Sisera through the power of a woman." So Deborah got up and went with Barak to Kedesh. Barak summoned the troops of Zebulun and Naphtali to Kedesh. From them Barak gathered 10,000 men to follow him. Deborah also went with Barak. In the past, Heber the Kenite had separated from the other Kenite people. The Kenites were descendants of Hobab, Moses' father-in-law. Heber had put up his tent by the big tree in Zaananim. It is near Kedesh. Somebody told Sisera that Barak, the son of Abinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor. So Sisera summoned all of his 900 iron chariots and all the men with him. They went from Harosheth Hagoyim to the Kishon River. Then Deborah told Barak, "Get up. Today is the day that Yahweh has put Sisera into your control. You know that Yahweh has already cleared the way for you." So Barak led the 10,000 men down from Mount Tabor.